about on Him. Believing about Jesus, believing on Jesus, and believing in Jesus. It may be a subtle, unimportant difference between believing about Jesus, believing on Jesus, and believing in Jesus for many, but there's actually something very important about these prepositions in reference to our Lord. About. He means on the subject of, concerning. There are people who know about Jesus and believe what they know about Him. They're strong in doctrine and align themselves with fellow believers quite readily. They're dependent on the support of their fellow believers. On, physically in contact with and supported by. There are people who believe on Jesus. They believe they are touching Him and are supported by Him through their faith. Jesus is the foundation on which they stand. They are dependent on Him. In, enclosed or surrounded by. There are people who believe in Jesus. These people are touching Him from the inside and so see their life existing in Him. They are protected and nourished by Him just as a baby is in its mother's womb. All their needs are met in Him. All their battles are fought by Him. All their strength comes from Him. They are complete in Him. So by looking at the definitions of these three prepositions, about, on, and in, we see that there are major implications for which one describes our faith. If you're believing about Him, Jesus, get closer to Him. Let your knowledge about Him cause you to step up on Him. If you're believing on Him, meditate on His Word and pray in the Spirit until you sink down in Him as your mind is transformed to where your life is in Him. That they all may be one as You, Father, are in Me and I in You. That they may also be one in us. That the world may believe that You have sent Me. John 17:21. For You are dead, and Your life is hid with Christ in God. Colossians 3:3. That the communication of Your faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in You in Christ Jesus. Philemon 1:6. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Romans 8:1. And has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2:6. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Ephesians 1:3. But of Him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. 1 Corinthians 1:30. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Galatians 3:27. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17.